It went on like this. Do you remember the great soap opera actor Arnaldo André? The one from the beginning of this book. My dad's favorite actor? Remember how, seeing his romantic gesture on the show, my dad then decided to visit Paraguay? Well, he was an actor my siblings and I really enjoyed watching too. One day, I don't even remember where from, I received the information that Arnaldo was going to direct his biopic in Paraguay the following year, that a man named Marcos was going to produce it locally. To me, it would be a great opportunity to meet a great actor from the Argentinian film and TV industry. So I found out where Marcos worked. He was the owner of a small production company. I got his contact details and called every single day for 2 weeks straight. The answer was always the same. He is away. After trying him for 2 weeks, I thought maybe it was a mistake, that he would be making no movie, or there would be no movie at all. I gave up. I stopped researching about it. I stopped trying to find Marcos or to even think about the movie. A few days later, I was reading the Sunday magazine when I stumbled across a full-page interview about a Paraguayan filmmaker who was overseas directing a short film. Can you believe the interview was to this Marcos guy I was looking for so much? Thanks to the article, I was able to get his full name and to confirm he was actually a film director. Of course, he was away. He was in LA making a film. Neat. I ran to my Facebook to look him up. I befriended him and sent him a direct message. With all my busyness and bravery, I introduced myself, telling him I was studying dramatic arts and that I was fluent in English. I told him I'd love to act on his next project. He got back to me immediately. He was very nice to me and told me he was away for 2 more weeks. He asked me to please take my resume to his office. He'd call me as soon as he was back and had a chance to look at it. Exactly 2 weeks later, the 23rd of August 2011, I remember it exactly because it was my dad's birthday, we were getting ready for our family asado, Argentinian-style barbecue, when my phone rang. On the other side of the line, a producer named Laura introduced herself. She was calling on Marco's behalf. I couldn't believe he actually came back and looked at my resume as he said he would. She told me they went through it together and that he asked for me. They had a proposal. We arranged to meet the following morning to discuss it further. I met with Laura. She told me Marcos was opening a new production company. She also told me about the LA short film. Marcos hired her as a line producer and she needed help with the upcoming productions. She said that Marcos liked my profile and he wasn't sure what role I was after, acting or crewing, but that they really needed a hand as crew. I was completely honest. I told her I was studying to be an actress and that I loved what I did. I also told her I was thinking of crewing one day, but that I had zero experience as crew. She thought that that was great. She told me that with my experience on set as an actress, I knew the gist already, and that they were looking for someone with my eagerness and spirit. I was inexperienced, so I couldn't get straight into my duties. She offered me to do a 3 months unpaid internship, expenses paid only, where they'd teach me everything I needed for the job. They'd get me ready. By the end of those 3 months, if we both wanted to continue, they'd hire me full-time. She was also interviewing a couple of girls that afternoon, then meeting with Marcos that evening to choose the right candidate. 2 days later, they called me. I got the job. I was starting the following Monday. Did you see what happened there? Crazy, huh? And to think that all started with a piece of misinformation that I don't even know where I got from. Just after that shooting week where I started considering to work behind the cameras, in that moment, I had no idea I was changing my life forever because I just followed the impulse I had. Same as my dad, really. 1 week supporting and helping out on set, the wrong information, an article on the magazine at the right time, and boom, my first job in this beautiful and amazing film industry. Everything started happening step by step, chained events as a puzzle magically fitting in together, piece by piece. It turned out perfectly. All at the right time, as it was meant to be. I couldn't even have imagined it like that. I ended up discovering a big passion of mine.